This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at Anarcapulco in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. It's been a great event so far. We're only on day one. We've got three more days that we're broadcasting from this event, and there's going to be all kinds of cool folks that we'll be talking to. Of course, you can come here and talk to them in real life. It's not too late if you can somehow get a last-minute flight to Acapulco to come on out here. Definitely at some point, got to talk about Mexico City and the airport there. That was on its own. It's own ridiculous situation. But we're talking about Bitcoin, which we love, this decentralized currency, this the first one of its kind. Now there have been all kinds of imitators out there ever since. And some of those imitators are threatening to eat Bitcoin's lunch if Bitcoin doesn't get the problem with the block size fixed that is resulting in these transaction fees that have gone up from 0 to 2 cents per transaction up to nowadays it's like 20 cents is the low end, it seems like, for a Bitcoin transaction. And I've seen them as high as $1, which is just, you know, for a $100 purchase, it's not a big deal. But for little stuff, this is a huge problem, like buying a drink at the corner store.
Yeah, I think that it's worth pointing out that Alexander, do I have this right? Thomas Edison. I was going to say Alexander Graham Bell. Thomas Edison had the idea of bringing electricity to people's homes, and he was going to use DC power. What he needed to do was have a substation every radial mile, basically, inside of a given area, and he could get power to people's houses. The competition was European at that point, was AC power. AC power had the ability to shove electricity miles down copper wires. And it, certainly, it was more dangerous. You get ask anybody who works with electricity which one's going to kill you, and it's AC mm-hmm. power. But the fact is, it's the cost of implementation made all the difference in the world. America's greatest genius at the time, Menlo Park, whatever his name was, you know, the genius of Menlo Park, he failed because he had the wrong system and it cost too much.
And this one's starting to cost too much. Now, Roger Veer is here from Bitcoin.com. You've been talking about Bitcoin Unlimited, this proposal to honor the original vision of Bitcoin, to make it so it can scale in the future as greater and greater demand, as we expect to happen with it, ends up hitting the network. But there's something that, you know, somebody I was talking to, who I have a lot of respect for, says he's scared of Bitcoin Unlimited. He says that this is threatening to what's called hard fork Bitcoin. Now, can you define for our listeners what is a hard fork, and is it true that Bitcoin Unlimited threatens to do that?
So a hard fork is just a scary sounding word for a protocol upgrade. All this is an upgrade to the Bitcoin protocol to allow it to continue on the same path that it was on for the last 8 years. And so I don't think it's a scary thing. I think it's a wonderful thing to allow Bitcoin to grow. And if you think about it, the thing that we're all arguing about here with the scaling issue is because Bitcoin has been so incredibly successful. So right. many people now
growing
are using Bitcoin.
These are growing pains.
That's yes. right. It's the exact best type of problem that we could possibly have. Like, if nobody was using Bitcoin, nobody would care. The fact that so many people are using Bitcoin and so much value is being stored in the Bitcoin blockchain, that people are really, really passionate about this issue. So that means we're, at least up until now, we've been headed on the right path to growth. And to me, that means we should continue on that path, right? For the last 8 years, it worked incredibly well to grow Bitcoin from nothing. When I first heard about it on your show, yep. Bitcoins were less than 10 cents each when you first mentioned them.
Wow.
And today, Bitcoins are over $1,000 each. And the way we got from 10 cents each to over $1,000 each was just by letting the blocks get bigger and bigger and bigger as more and more people started to use them.
And it was marketing, and it was getting the message out there. Free Talk Live was instrumental in that early on. And I'd like to point this out, is that Bitcoin Unlimited is the good idea. Okay, so there's a bad idea, which is let's make huge transaction fees. That will make a certain small segment of people wealthy. What a great idea for those people.
Or the price drops.
Well, that would be, that much would be true, but they don't understand. They don't care. They'll pump, yeah. It's a pump and dump mentality, and they don't care if they destroy, frankly, the greatest hope for man that exists on the planet. And that I don't think I'm overstating it when I say that about Bitcoin. Or let's keep the transaction fees small. What are 99% of people who are going to be involved have to say? They're going to say, I want lower transaction fees. I'd like, when I buy a soda, to pay 0 to 3 or 4 cents in order to be able to do that transaction. I'm fine with that. I'd like to have smaller fees for smaller transactions and perhaps larger fees for larger transactions. That's what I'm looking for. And I'm willing to pay, you know, 0.1% or something on my transactions. I'm good with that. I do not want to pay a dollar to have it to buy a dollar soda and then pay a dollar transaction fee. I'm not interested in that. Thank you very much. That is going to destroy the currency. So therefore, these people, the reason that people are scared of a hard fork isn't because it's a bad idea. It's because it's a good one.
But wait a minute. Doesn't the hard fork mean that there would then be two bitcoins or more than two bitcoins? Like, because there's Ether or Ethereum, which is the sort of the number two cryptocurrency right now based on market cap. That at one point, I think like last year, they hard forked that and they split it into two Ethereums. There was Ethereum, now there's Ethereum Classic, which is worth about a tenth per unit what the Ethereum is. And now there's two Ethereums. I can't imagine trying to explain to somebody, yeah, there's two Bitcoins and this is the Bitcoin that you want to use, not this other Bitcoin. Is that going to happen if Bitcoin Unlimited is adopted?
I think it's much, much, much less likely to happen with Bitcoin than with Ethereum. And the main reason for that is with Ethereum, there's a bunch of people that are mining Ethereum. The difficulty for the mining with Ethereum adjusts after every single Ethereum block. With Bitcoin, it adjusts after every, I think, 2016 blocks. So what that means is if you have a fork and some of the miners are mining on one version of Bitcoin and some of the miners are mining on the other one, on the minority chain, with the minority of the hashing power, the blocks are going to be, instead of 10 minutes, every 10 minutes, they're going to be every half an hour or every hour, depending on, or every several hours, depending on how many people are on that chain. So if that network's congested and the blocks go from 10 minutes to every hour, it's going to be even worse. And so I think it's very, very unlikely that Bitcoin will be split into two separate versions of Bitcoin.
Okay.
But even if that were to happen, that's probably better than where we're at today, because then both people get to try their experiments with Bitcoin.
And let the market decide.
And the market will decide which version of Bitcoin
is more useful.
It'll decide
quickly. It will decide quickly. Try to imagine for a second that you have the option as a person using Bitcoin to either have a transaction fee of 2 or 3 cents or a transaction fee of $2 or $3. That decision is going to be quick. The the people on the high transaction fee side are going to have low transaction fees quickly. And then they're going to say, look, there's a lot more low transaction fees on the Bitcoin Unlimited side. I'll go over there and run my miner. What? So what?
Not only that, but the transactions will be confirmed much more quickly into a block, whereas with the current congested Bitcoin network, it can take hours or even days for your transaction to be confirmed in the network.
I've seen it happen.
That's a big, big, big problem. And one other point that I think a lot of people aren't aware of, now doing your average Bitcoin transaction, maybe you're paying somewhere in the range of between 30 cents and a dollar for a transaction. But if you're running a business selling sodas or t-shirts or something like that, and if you receive multiple payments into a wallet when you go to move them out, it can cost a lot. So recently, like, we have an address for Bitcoin.com that we use to receive affiliate payments for one of our advertising partners. And they sent us, thousands and thousands of payments for a couple of dollars each. And we went to go move them, and it was about $13,000 worth of Bitcoin when we went to move them. It cost us several hundred dollars in fees to move these Bitcoins. That's crazy. And those were from moving from one Bitcoin address to another Bitcoin address. So anybody that's running a business or accepting multiple payments from customers, the fees oftentimes are already tens of dollars for one single Bitcoin transaction.
Jeez.
A lot of people don't realize that yet.
No, I didn't. I knew that the more wallet, receiving addresses you had that the Bitcoins are coming out of when you send them, that increases the size of the transaction. I realized that was the case, but it didn't really, until you just now explained it, dawn on me how much of a problem that could be for people running a business. And that makes
even the corner store.
Yeah, that makes me not want to promote Bitcoin to businesses anymore, Roger. I mean, I can't even believe I'm saying that. I don't want somebody to get upset at me when, they try to send some Bitcoin somewhere else.
And it costs more than a normal bank wire. That's how bad the problem has always become.
Wow, okay. Now I'm super depressed. Thanks, Roger. Nice job.
This problem can be solved in a week. All people have to do is go and download at Bitcoin.com the Bitcoin Unlimited software.
Is it linked to from Bitcoin.com?
Oh, of course, yeah. Okay, we link to all the wallets. We explain the details.
Bitcoin.com is the hub. It is the center of Bitcoin. At this point, the center of Bitcoin has been moved away from, the site where you get the wallet and the site where you go to talk about it and the site where you go to get an online wallet and all these other sites. It's been moved to Bitcoin.com. Because that is where the people who believe in this organic, world-changing technology are collecting.
Thank you, Roger Beer, for coming back on Free Talk Live. Of course, we're always happy to have you on as often as, you know, if you've got more news about Bitcoin Unlimited, something when that pool comes online, maybe we should have you back to talk about that.
Would love to. Thank you guys, always.
Roger Beer, Bitcoin.com. More Free Talk Live coming up from Anarchapulco 2017.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2017, third annual edition of this event. My first time actually traveling to Mexico. We'll have to talk about how that went a little bit later on. But we've got all kinds of great folks to talk to here tonight. And coming up, we'll get to Jeffrey Tucker. He's with us. But first, Mark...
Yeah, well, healthcare is all messed up here in the United States, and we need a healthcare system that focuses on health. not on sickness. Now, sure, health insurance will pay for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. Now, this kind of incentivizes illness, doesn't it? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily if you need it, if you want it. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors, HIPAA messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what one the other one's doing. How about a medical information card that you could give to EMS, first responders, emergency room, doctors, whoever, and they can get all that information right there. Check them out now, HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, you'll love the service and the price. Because this is a huge savings over what you're paying, and if you're paying for your own health insurance, it's a huge savings. Likely, even if you're paying copays, it could be a big savings. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You owe it to yourself and you owe it to your family. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Jeffrey Tucker is here with us, an occasional co-host on Free Talk Live. Usually when we're at these events and you're around, we always drag you over for multiple segments.
It's so much fun. I love to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you on here.
Here we are. Where? Acapulco?
Acapulco.
Yeah, it's working, right?
It's
I like it here.
It's beautiful.
That's lovely. Have you noticed, have you had any of the food?
Yes.
So I tell you, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but my sense of the food is, first of all, it's very good.
Yes.
But it's different from American food. And I think that's because we have weird food in America, you know, because we subsidize corn. Corn is in everything. Everything. Like, you can't buy a pastry that's not made of, you know, corn sugar, and then, you know, there's, and every fried thing is fried in corn oil. So you just get this corn overload. And the cows are fed with corn. Everything's, you know, it's just like corn. American diet is like corn.
So that's America's
like,
corny is what
you're
saying.
Yeah, right. And so, but you come here and you have, you know, we've had meat that eats grass and, you know, and oil is, they cook things.
It's cheaper here, too.
And lard, you know, and, yeah, and beef tallow and things like that. I mean, yeah, it's much cheaper. But I've just enjoyed the subtle flavors. It's just different.
Now, is this your first in Acapulco?
It is.
Okay,
this is the third year, but this is the first time I've first time I've come, and it's a good year.
First time in Mexico?
No, you know, I was raised on the border.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, at least when I was very young, I lived in El Paso, Texas. So in those days, you can't even imagine it, right? But we would drive to Mexico, just like it was another neighborhood in town. You know?
Was there any kind of border at that point?
I have a vague memory. You know, I keep, like, have these flashbacks. I remember that there was, like, a dude sitting at a booth or something. He would just, like, wave at you.
I've heard that that's still the case driving to Mexico. I've heard that there are some places where you can cross and you're supposed to go to some sort of place to get a tag for your car, but a lot of people just drive by it.
Yeah, I think that's probably, but it was...
It's going back into the United States where things are the real
tricky problem. I bet you're right. But this is out of a big city, and El Paso is a very big city. And we would just go there and back again. And it was always an exciting city because, you know, it was just filled with commerce and crazy stuff happening. I remember as a kid just being so intrigued by it. But my own family, you know, we hired lots of Mexican immigrants all the time. And nowadays, you know, you can't even get a cabinet post in the Trump administration if you've ever hired anybody, you know, that was undocumented worker or whatever. But I tell you, everybody I knew hired undocumented workers all the time. It's just sort of the way we lived.
Yeah, the folks here at the hotel that are running the Mundo Imperial, super nice, just very, very friendly people.
Yeah, it's
people.
A wonderful hotel. I'm very comfortable here. You know, there's a sense in which, you know, you go someplace in the world and you feel like you're in a foreign country. A little uncomfortable, you know, at least for me. Not here. I mean, here is just an awesome place. I feel very happy. The hotel's brilliant. And
it's affordable, too. It's basically $100 a night for the most luxury hotel I've ever been in.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So I think it's a good conference. It's better than I expected. I expected good things, but I've really enjoyed it so far.
Now, are you speaking today, tomorrow?
Well, when I first arrived, I spoke at the end of the Dollar Vigilante conference. Mm-hmm. They brought me in as the dinner speaker. So I spoke for an hour last night. And that was a really nice thing. One thing that I did at the beginning of the talk is I said, hey, everybody, let's just all agree. Don't tweet. Don't report. Let's just make this a conversation with us. You know, and that was actually kind of nice for me because, you know, we live in a world that's all connected and social and everything, and that's great. But sometimes you just want to have a private conversation with people. So that's how I started the talk, and it really kind of loosened me up and everybody else, too. So I think that everything went really well. So that was last night. I'm not talking today, but I am talking tomorrow.
What's the topic?
Well, see, the first night I talk about money and freedom, but, you know, look, I got to, tomorrow I think I'm going to be talking about some things that I think are really extremely important and somebody I've never talked about before, which is sort of the origin of the alt-right in modern political life.
Yeah, these guys have become more prevalent, sadly.
Yeah, they have. And it's funny.
I hear about this alt-right, but I'm not even entirely sure what it is.
I get that. You know, it's funny.
Can you define it?
Yeah, well, it's not traditionally conservative, and it certainly isn't libertarian. It's more of a kind of a tribalist theory surrounding race and biology. Nationalism typically longs for, you know, autarkic trade arrangements, but you know, it deals with a lot of politically incorrect things, and that's fine, except that it tends towards dictatorship in a right-wing form, fascistic, mm-hmm. and
they want to throw people out of helicopters.
Yeah, and sometimes just downright violent and neo-Nazi, flirtations with neo-Nazi ideology and stuff like that. I mean, I guess that, you know, part of the attraction is that it's a little bit of a taboo, you know, and so young people are kind of interested in it, but, you know, look, you can be impressed.
It's fun to think the things that you aren't supposed to think.
No, that's right, right. And anything that's too much of forbidden fruit, you know, you're sort of weirdly drawn to it, you know. But the thing, libertarians have long observed that we can efface oppression from the left and the right. This is just a right-wing form of the same kind of left-wing mm-hmm. oppression that we reacted against. So,
but they've been kind of infiltrating, I don't know if that's the right term, but they've been hovering around the libertarian
yeah.
community, the voluntarist community, and acting like they should be here, and
they're trolling us in some way. They think we're sort of weak, and we give them free speech,
right?
And
because
we
believe in freedom,
debate. Yeah, right. And we believe in debate and exchange of ideas. So we give them a hearing, whereas everybody else just kicks them out and says, you know, to hell with you. We give them a hearing. Also, they say some things we like, you know, because they're against the left, you know, and that's supposed to, like, intrigue
the enemy
us.
And my enemy is...
Yeah, right, right. But, you know, I think the longer this goes on, the more libertarians are going to discover that we have very little in common
with
these people.
Right, aren't friends.
Their touchstones are, well, frankly, the touchstones that came out of Michael Savage, the radio talk show host, in many cases, their touchstones are language, culture, and border. The idea that, you know, borders must be strong in order to preserve a particular language and a particular culture in a given geographic
area.
Yeah,
they want a unity kind of culture to support, you know, a strong government and a uniform political system.
And they want it to be all white.
They do. Yeah, they absolutely do.
They won't say that, generally.
Some of them will.
Yeah, some of them do. Actually, in private, that's the thing you learn about these guys. They have an exoteric and an esoteric doctrine. So there's things they say.
That is the most dangerous kind. A person who will not speak their mind in front of you is dangerous.
Well, there's an old idea called Gnosticism, you know, where they have a secret teaching, you know, among themselves. You know, so they talk one way in public and another way in private. And I've known some of these people through the years, and kind of creepy. I mean, at first it can kind of fun and mischievous, but then when it gets serious, it gets really bad. And, you know, we've seen throughout the 20th century all kinds of oppression and despotism under many different ideological frameworks. One is Nazi, one is communist. You know, there's left and there's right. And the point of libertarianism is to reject both of these and favor human liberties.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
So there was some controversy at a conference that you were at very recently that, you know,
right,
exploded, as drama bombs tend to do on the internet.
Right.
After
one guy's
Nazi,
video, yeah, a video camera caught me.
Nazi showed up at, what was that, IFL?
Not a Nazi. You know what a Nazi is? A Nazi is a person who was a member of the National Socialist Party in 1930s.
Some of these alt-right guys, racist character supposedly. I'd never heard of this guy before.
Yeah.
All these, you know, this news starts popping up about him showing up at the International Students for Liberty conference, I believe.
This is only a couple months after he ran his own event, which, you know, was lame. You know, not many people showed up, and he gave some stupid speech, you know, vaguely hinting at Nazi-like themes. After he finished calling Trump our leader, they were all giving the Sieg Heil salute, right? And so the Washington Post and New York Times were there, and they covered it. And we saw videos all over the place. And so here you had this dude up there, you know, rallying this pathetic excuse for the Nazi masses or something like that. It was just a repulsive thing. I find it particularly offensive because, you know, my own intellectual mentor, you know, Ludwig von Mises, was run out of Vienna by these guys, you know? So, I have a grudge, basically. You know, I do.
Pretty much everybody's got a grudge against Nazis.
Yeah,
it's
right?
It's a thing that you're allowed to have.
I hate Nazis.
Yeah.
So we're sitting here at the ISFLC, which is a libertarian event, and all the, you know, it's a great event and everything. And you guys have put on conferences. You know what it's like.
Yep.
You have to invest a lot of money. You get the venue. You're pretty levered up, you know, and people have to pay a ticket.
And oops, was so interested in that conversation that I let our time blow right by. So there was a weird pause there in the playback. And so just kind of picking up where we left off with Jeffrey Tucker here at Anarchapulco. So by the way, you can go to anarchapulco.com to learn more about the event. You were just getting into the International Students for Liberty conference a couple
weeks
ago.
It was the biggest one they've held in years. I think there's like 1,300 people. There's a lot of work that goes into putting that thing together.
That's huge. 1,300 people is a big event.
All the travel for all these people and the hotel, it's a lot of risk and, you know, everything else. And so this guy, you know, this quasi-Nazi dude, you know, suddenly, you know, shows up. Actually, was invited by a couple of the students.
Mm-hmm.
And
did he pay for a ticket?
No.
Was he a speaker then?
No. So I mean, he was absolutely not a speaker. And he didn't pay for a ticket. But they held a sign up that acted like it was a separate session. So I had just finished an AMA downstairs, and there was all this buzz.
What time of day was this?
This would have been, I think, around 4 o'clock, something like that.
So the day's starting to wrap up. They bring this guy into the hotel bar.
Correct? Right. And they started, you know, advertising it as an ISFLC session. They had a sign. And
with the very least, seemingly an ISFLC session.
Yeah, and it started attracting. Of course, the right thing to do under these conditions is nothing, right? Just let the losers sit by
in
a bar.
Yeah,
just screw you, forget it. But that's, of course, not what happens, because, you know, these are all kids, right? They're all like 20 and 21 and 22. They get all fired up. So there's a huge commotion starting and developing. I was downstairs. So people came to me and said, this is happening. Is there anything you can do about it? Now, my first thought was, crap. You know, we've got a quasi-Nazi, neo-Nazi, alt-right dude, very famous, you know, for having led a conference only recently with Zeke Hiles on it, and he's at this conference. There would nothing the press would love more than to connect him with
the press on site.
Yeah, I mean, there were reporters from many different papers and magazines and online things, and that was to me my nightmare, that ISFLC would be associated with
you
this.
Had the choice of either looking like you hosted this guy that apparently was doing Sieg Heils and that sort of thing, or what?
Making a very public statement that would separate him from us.
Okay.
And so that's, you know, I had to think very fast, but that's what I decided to do. I wanted to make a public, and I did make a bit of a show out of it, right? But I wanted to make a big public scene that made it very clear that he was not welcome here, not invited, and his ideology is not ours. That was my goal, because I wanted the headline to be, because I knew there was going to be some headline the next day. I wanted it to be Richard Spencer not welcome at ISFLC.
Got it.
Sorry, I think it's the first time I said his name.
Yep.
My mistake. But that's what I wanted it to be, and that's, in fact, what happened. So I walked up, the crowd parted for whatever reason, and, you know, and I made my statement. I finished my statement, and I went to the bar and got a Budweiser. Well, next thing you know, the whole thing's online, of course. Yeah, right? Because some guy's got a cell phone and he's recording me.
Jeffrey Tucker is trying to kick people out of a conference.
Denied people free speech rights.
He called the cops.
Yeah, right. Where did that come from? People make up anything online. They didn't say anything. I mean, I don't know how many of your listeners this has ever happened to, but if you're ever the subject of this, you look at like what people say, you just can't believe it, you know? Free speech and all that, right? But yeah, people are saying, how come you called the cops? I didn't call the cops. I mean, I told him he wasn't welcome.
Did cops show up?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think, from what I understand, hotel security came to him and said, basically, you know,
looks like you're not welcome.
Yeah, you're not welcome here. Get out. And that was the end of it.
I had heard that, again, who knows what's true, but I had heard that he had asked for the security to escort him out.
Yeah, that may be. I mean, he probably needed it.
Can you guys give me a little shove, too? That'll look great for the cameras.
Because there were some people that were in favor of him, and then others that were mostly against him. But I didn't know what was going on before I showed up.
Uh-huh.
You know, I had no clue what was happening. I just wanted to make a clean statement that he's a fascist and he's not welcome at an anti-fascist conference. That was the whole of my message. I poke fun at him a little bit and go to, you know, prod at him a little bit in probably ways I shouldn't have, but these people annoy the hell out of me. I mean, they're just trolls, you know. And I've ran many conferences in the past, and there's always somebody who wants to disrupt them. You know, they weren't involved in organizing it. They didn't pay for a ticket. You know, they just show up to test you to see what you're willing to do,
or hitch their coattails to it in some way.
And you've got, under those conditions, you really got to be strong, and you got to be decisive, and you got to act quickly. You got to be articulate and move with a certain degree of ferocity if you want to deal with it. Otherwise, you know, it's like anything. You know, there are trolls everywhere, and you have to block the trolls. I mean, that's like a first rule of life.
And if this was just your average, neo-Nazi troll or whatever, it wouldn't have been as big of a deal. But the guy comes with a name and a pedigree.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if he's neo-Nazi, but it sounds like you've seen some video of him leading a room of St. Miles.
But no.
It doesn't look good.
Let me tell you, this is a guy who, if you say to him, "Are you a Nazi?" he will say something like, "No. Nazism was for a certain time and a certain place. That is not our time and our place."
We call
that
it something
like
else
neo-Nazism. I mean, what else would you call that?
I mean, that's a highly suspicious answer at the very least.
Wow.
I mean, who says that? No, but you just say, "No, I'm not a Nazi." If you're not a Nazi, you feel pretty confident about that. "I'm not a..." You don't get some circuitous reading. "Well, that was for Germany, not for America."
I'll admit that the Nazis were pretty bad fascists. Like, if you were to define fascism in a certain way, that Nazism, as it existed, Nazism seems to be defined by the extermination of Jews today. And
That's not the way it began.
Obviously.
I mean, it began with an aspiration for a unitary German culture where people did not traffic with Jews. They didn't trade with Jews. The Nazi Party was urging people not to deal with Jews. But, that doesn't work in a free market. At a free market, it tends to be
people do business with whoever's the best.
Whoever it is. That's one of the reasons that these fascists hate the free market, because if you need a doctor, you don't care if he's Jewish or black or whatever. It doesn't matter. You're just going to the doctor, And markets tend to integrate people because markets find value in people. And that's why these fascists always end up turning against the market. Ultimately, they're our enemies. They don't want what we want. We want peace and prosperity and dignity for all people. They have
to leave people alone.
Yeah,
they don't want to leave people alone. They want to throw people out of helicopters and boot them out of society.
And they don't want you to be able to choose what restaurants you go to or who you can marry. That's a big thing for them. They want to plan the genetic pool and how it evolves, and it's all kind of creepy, I mean, markets, are about freedom, and they're about a weird, creepy central plan. So that's why they ultimately turn against us. There has been a kind of, a little bit of an overlap between the alt-right and libertarians over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is an illusion, really. We're going to discover this. Ultimately, the alt-right, they hate us. They don't like us. They don't like us because we just believe in leaving people alone and giving people their rights and being free. And that's not the way they look at it.
I suspect they actually hate themselves, and they're projecting out on the rest of us. Jeffrey Tucker, stick with us. We've got one more segment here from tonight's edition of Free Talk Live from Anarchapulco 2017. More coming up.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2017. It's the third annual edition of this event. My first time. Mark, it's your second. And Jeffrey Tucker, also your first time at Anarchapulco. Thank you for joining us here.
Pleasure.
As we wrap out our first night of what are going to be four nights of Free Talk Live.
Fantastic.
From this event. So we got a lot of people still to talk to here. Lots of great speakers are lined up throughout this weekend. The whole thing doesn't end until, I think, Tuesday's the last official day. But then, as Jeff Berwick was telling us, there's even more stuff that's going to happen after that with,
that's
like,
awesome.
Seminars on unschooling. And Adam Kokesh is going to talk about homesteading. And so there's all kinds of learning that can go on here.
It's a great place. It's a great place for a conference. It was a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
And it wasn't impossible to get to. I mean, you fly to Mexico City. It's, what, 45 minutes, an hour, something like that, a flight to Acapulco?
Mexico City was a nightmare, let me tell you. Getting through that airport was like running as a rat in a maze.
Wait
was,
until you get to go home. When you think that, you know, the difficulties at the airport, wait until you have to go through customs.
Yeah.
Customs and Border Patrol in the United States.
Oh, I'm not looking forward
to it.
Where
are you guys flying? I'm going to Atlanta, you know.
We're going to Houston.
Hey, did I tell you about my Atlanta experience? Did you know about this yet?
I don't know.
Okay, so when I was flying out, you know, you usually go through all the things. You get your ticket, you got your passport, you're doing this and do that. And finally, you think you're free when you're at the gate, and they say, okay, section one, section two, section, and you give them your ticket, you're finally free. And you go on the so-called jet bridge. You're walking feeling like everything's groovy,
mm-hmm.
right? This time was different. Two-thirds of the way down the jet bridge, two U.S. Marshals were standing there. And with a tall scanning machine with big green eye. And passenger by passenger, they wanted your passport. And stand there, they gave you a retina scan.
No,
U.S.
really?
Marshals dressed in black, semi-automatics, bulletproof vests, the works. Retina scan, passport match. And then they would let you through if you passed their test. And I tell you what, I was sweating it out. I mean,
there's a retina. I mean, how do they have the original to check against?
Listen, I don't even understand what all this is about. And this, I talked to a lot of people. Have you ever experienced this? I talked to my friend Larry Reed. He travels internationally. He said he's never seen anything like that. It was terrifying. And the passengers were genuinely rattled. We got on the plane. I said, WTF? Has anybody else ever done this before? They're like, no. What is this about? I don't know. But that's truly what happened.
And
the strange thing about it is, you know, like those of us who want to live free, you want to put up with that crap, right? But what are you going to do? I mean, you're about to board the plane.
Right.
You've got a U.S. Marshal there, and I tell you, they're dressed like in this dystopian Orwellian clothing, standing there guns, with steely-eyed stares, and scanning your eyes. You feel like you're in the Hunger Games or something.
So what, I mean, of course, what would happen if you didn't do it is the question.
Oh, no thanks.
You opt out.
I even wondered, like, what would happen if you said, you know, this is a little creepy?
Yeah.
And turned around and walked. What would happen even then?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm sitting on this airplane until you guys move the retina scan out of here. I can't imagine.
But
you can't
get on the airplane.
Right.
They're standing right before
you're just
you get
in the breezeway.
But you know what it made me think? I tell you, I've never felt this way before. I know you probably have, but I never actually felt it this viscerally. I suddenly realized that the difference between my ability to leave the country and be held a prisoner in my own country is one bureaucratic decision by some one dude somewhere could flip a toggle switch, check a button, say this guy's out, and I would be a prisoner in my own country.
Right. The wall exists today. You have to buy pieces of paper to get out of the country. You have to have
all
a passport.
That's true. We have a digital Berlin Wall that is now. But you know, when you're starting to put U.S. Marshals after the gate, after they've accepted your ticket, while you're getting on the plane, and suddenly you have to go through a retina exam, you know, and that thing is absolutely creepy. It's a big bright green light, and you stare into it, and you feel like, my God, they own me.
Yeah.
You know? And I wondered, what kind of country is it that leads to that, puts those kind of barriers to their own citizens in leaving?
Well, this isn't just, I mean, what you got to see was a very obvious part of it, but the fact is the U.S. State Department has worked to pressure other countries around the world to put in place all kinds of customs borders patrol stuff and visas and these kind of things. I was in Belize 2 years ago, I believe it was, and their booths had an American flag on it, and it said donated by the United States State Department or whatever.
No, this stuff has been going on for a long time. It's just that, you know, something about this occasion made me feel like, you know, this is like a new level or something, you know? Maybe it wasn't, but it was
obvious.
It was so prescient and so powerful and so absolutely terrifying. So I wrote about it this morning. I released a...
Yeah, I was just going to say, did you write about this? Jeremy?
Yeah.
I just pulled it up. I wrote about it
first thing this morning, which is why you want a powerful information delivery system like FeeOrg has begun.
Yeah.
We are doing between 70 and 100,000 unique users a day.
Wow, does that make you number one?
That makes us number two next to Reason, but we're not that far.
Reason is putting out a lot of content.
Yeah, and we're not that far behind. And we're a small organization. We've got about 20 employees, but we've used every technology, everything we know how to do to develop a fan base that's not just about libertarians. We actually have a mainstream audience now for the first time, and I'm feeling.
But it's principled stuff.
We
frequently go to fee.org, not just because they've advertised with us in the past, but because it's good content.
Yeah.
We've used their articles on the air as, you know, let's talk about this, we're discussing it, we'll read the article, we'll stop down, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we want to provide information to other liberty-minded people to be able to sort of cultivate their worldview, give them arguments, but then also reach people who have never heard about, you know, these ideas before.
Fee's really excellent at that.
Yeah.
They articulate these ideas. Often they'll stick to the basics, and they articulate them in a way that the average person can understand and give them, you know.
We try to do that. We did, you know, when I took over content there, I did a deep study of the works of Leonard Reed, you know, who founded the thing back in 1946, along with Henry Hazlitt. He was with Mises. And
75 years.
Yeah, a long time ago. But you know, the funny thing is there was no movement back then. There was no movement.
Right.
So they had to speak to anybody who would listen. And that trained them to speak in a certain way. They avoided developing their own code words and their own internal language and everything. They spoke just English to the masses of people, and they built a movement, you know? I wanted to recapture that spirit when I took on content. I really try to speak to as broad an audience as I possibly can. And as you say, on a principled basis, you know?
Yeah.
I like to think of, like, our ideas are really radical. You know, we all know that. I mean, you know, my ideas are just outrageous at some level. However, I want to be able to say them in a way that makes sense to anybody, regardless of your politics or your bias or your religion or your race or sex or anything else.
But are our ideas really radical? And I mean, we talk about leaving people alone. That's not a radical idea.
I think that's right.
Only when you compare it to the nation state does it seem
that way. We shouldn't be tricked into thinking that we're just a marginal, beaten down bunch of weirdos. We're not. You know, the greatest things in the last 500 years of human history have been contributed by the ideas of liberty, you know?
You know, I spend a certain amount of time trying to convince people of these ideas off the air, too. A good friend of mine, who's a very smart man, accomplished lawyer, his favorite little thing is, well, you just tell me where in the world libertarianism existed, and then I'll be convinced. Yeah. Well, what do you say to that?
Well, I say that the only great things that have been achieved in civilization have come about through liberty.
Yep.
And where liberty exists, that's where we get the end of slavery. That's where we get longer lives and better lives and women's liberation and flourishing lives and the end of mortality, innovations, technologies, everything. That's why we live better lives. So without liberty, we wouldn't have anything. It would just be a bunch of thugs running the world.
Right. It's sort of like saying, I don't know, pick the 1600s. It's like being in the 1600s and saying, well, show me some place that doesn't have chattel slavery, and I'll believe that we can function without chattel slavery.
Yeah.
Right? And in 200 short years, or 300 short years, you have a world without chattel slavery. And
that's right.
Mostly.
Yeah. Well,
and that came about because of the ideas that we believe in. That's what I mean. Every important idea has come out of this body of thought that we today call libertarianism.
Didn't Plato write that a free society couldn't exist without slaves? I mean,
insane. You know, the ancient philosophers couldn't even imagine a world where every human being had equal rights. It was just ridiculous. I mean, they thought it would just sound like chaos. And in fact, that wasn't even imaginable until, like you said, the 16th century. That was the period in which people first began to even think you could have, for example, religious freedom. You know, where people could believe whatever they wanted and live in peace with each other. That was an amazing idea.
You believed what the king believed, or your heads got separated from your shoulders.
And it turned out religious freedom worked. And then it turned out freedom of the press worked. And then freedom of speech actually worked. And then universal rights worked. And you could have a society without slavery. And by God, liberty works. You know?
If you told people 500 years ago that there was a street today where a Muslim, a Hindu, and three different types of Christians, and then, you know, four agnostics and an atheist live, they just think that was completely, like, they called that social anarchy. That was the terminology that they used, social anarchy, to describe the religious freedom.
Right.
Apparently it works.
I live in Atlanta, the most diverse community that I've ever lived in, and it's just awesome. I mean, the commercial districts are amazing. We have ever more privatization in Atlanta. It's actually interesting. We're privatizing whole sections of the
city. I know you've written about that, too.
Yeah, and the more we privatize them, you know what? The more diverse they get.
So, out of time for today.
Okay.
But, Jeffrey, always great having you on
pleasure.
Free Talk Live.
Thank
Check
you so
out
much.
His work. He's writing over at feefee.org, the Foundation for Economic Education. And we'll see you tomorrow. More from Anarchapulco then.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.